Good morning and happy Saturday to you. The ambiance in the background is birds chirping on this Friday morning. The podcast is on the road today. Before I dive into that, thank you for listening to another episode of A Walk Back to Self-Love. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for listening. My name is Amber Hughey, Amber B. Hughey. Just in case, you know, you listen or you discovered this podcast through whatever ways, you know, maybe a Google search, or maybe I know you from some sort of chapter in my life. I'm a former radio personality, 10 years hosting and creating and just living out a really cool dream that young Amber, you know, I think, was the heart of it, you know, what her visions were as a little girl. And, then along the way, I have developed the unexplainable desire of diving inwards to the depths of Amber and figure out what the fuck is going on with myself, you know, and then just discovering tools, self-love tools along the way that have helped me cope and find healthy alternatives and the support that I couldn't maybe always get from actual people. And then just the desire to want to know why I do the things I do and how I operate the way I do. You know, what my operating system is. And then understanding along the way that you meet like-minded people that are like, yeah, I'm going through the same shit, you know, or this happened to me, or, you know, and then you discover also what your spirituality, or if you're more religious, you know, like, what are your beliefs? And I believe that they can change. Mine have changed from how I was raised. I was raised to be Catholic, go by the church. And I'm like, no. So throughout the years, my beliefs have shifted, you know, and so that's just a little background that I wanted to share with you, you know, because I appreciate, you know, people listening to my episodes and following each one, you know, or reaching out when it's been a while, you know, like that feels good. I feel a lot of gratitude when someone will reach out and be like, hey, when are you gonna do another episode? You know, like, oh, people want to know. And then you get all like geeked out. You're like, okay. So, you know, thank you. But, you know, it's an interesting time in my life. I don't know what's going on in your life. I mean, obviously on a larger scale, there's all kinds of shit going on every day. But then, you know, you get your own little universe and your day-to-day stuff that happens. And, you know, it just so happens right now that like got some family things going on and, you know, I'm growing and discovering things in my own little, you know, day-to-day about with myself. And just adjusting to the shifts and changes of our planet and what we're going through as a humanity, you know, as a society. And then discovering where you, quote, fit in all of it. And so, you know, lately I've just been reminding myself, stand out. That's what we were created to do and to be. To stand out uniquely, but society and the patriarchy that wants to control everything in this experience wants to categorize you and subcategorize you and define you in these boxes. And you're like, no, fuck that. No, I'm not doing that. You know? And so there's been a lot of good conversations that I've been having with people lately and just living life, which has been very nice. But I did go back to Instagram. I was like, all right, I'll go back. I was like, because I can't stay quiet for long. You know, like I could take months off and just chill. But then I'm just eager to get those words out. I am a true communicator. I don't care if I only got 5 people listening to me. I'm going to speak. And it's not because I think I'm right and I know everything. No, it's because I want to share these fucking thoughts that I have every day. And along the way, you will find that people, you know, want to chat with you. But, you know, I'm back in Michigan for the weekend to dog sit and also see a sick family member. And last night we spent 3 hours together and I only went in there with the expectation of like 30 minutes, you know, because I know that she's not feeling well and low energy and she's, you know, she's got cancer. Like it's, you know, just to watch somebody or hear what's going on day to day is painful, you know, because that's suffering at the end of your life. And that there's enough suffering in the world that you don't want to feel that on your body, you know. And so last night it was really good. And that's, you know, another thing is when you think you got full control over a situation, you know, and then, there's a bug on me. And then, you know, life has other plans. And it's like, yeah, nope. Actually, you're going to be spending 3 hours and you're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I didn't expect that. That's what a nice, unexpected little blessing. And we covered everything, you know, like we covered a lot. And it was exactly where I needed to be in the conversations that I just wanted to have, you know. And it's nice to have those conversations with, especially being a woman, you know, woman-to-woman conversation, but later on in life, you know, like this is the last, as Jane Fonda said in a recent interview, it's the, you know, last chapter of life, man. You're in your 80s. You've lived a lot of shit. You've seen a lot, you know, in decades of stuff. And man, to be on the planet for 84, 85 years, that's pretty crazy to think about. And to have the commonality of like what we struggle with as women in this experience, you know? And, you know, it makes you feel like, okay, another reminder that I'm not alone, you know, that people feel similar things that I feel right now. And, you know, and just to have that support. But it was really good to talk about it. Like, you know, so this family member, she's my aunt, and she's also my godmother. And, you know, as someone who's not religious, and my family growing up was not the typical cutout of what a, quote, Catholic family is, you know, in society. But for whatever reason, godparents were like a hell of a big deal in our family. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's my godfather and my godmother. And you're like, yeah. You know, so my aunt is my godmother as well. And so we were talking about just the craziness of society expectations on women, you know, and to know that someone at 85 who is, you know, at the end of her life by herself with some people around her. But I mean, she's, you know, she's not married, she's unwed, and she's lived her life, you know, and she's strong and she's overcome a lot. And it just made me have a newfound appreciation for the strength it takes to be a single woman in society when, and sometimes on purpose and sometimes not on purpose, when you're in conversations and people say things, you know, it's just a lot of times it's just natural for people to ask those questions like, oh, you know, so you're not married and you've never been married and you don't have children and, oh God, something's wrong with you. And you're like, what? But to know, to speak to another strong woman that's like, oh no, that gives you like the funny raw opposite side of it is nice, you know? And so it was good to be in her presence and her energy to, you know, just have those conversations and, you know, talking about the world. And it's so funny because, you know, she's like, we're talking about everything, just how hard it is for kids to grow up in the world right now and just the things that she's faced. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it's a crazy experience. And that's what I think about day in and day out, you know, is what we truly are living in. And I know that, you know, I go on these like thought streams where it's like, how did we get, like someone said to me the other day, they're like, how do we go from there to there? I said, oh, because that's sometimes how it is. Like I'll get one thought and boo over there, you know, and it's because I always have a lot of files open in my head. But you know, you think about what people experience and what we experience in this game of life, and the people, the humans that are at the top of the food chain that are trying to control all of it, you know, like it's wild, like the charge for power in this experience. And even how the world, going back to, you know, and a lot of people, it's like, oh, here we go, we're going to talk about stuff from centuries ago in the beginning, because it hasn't really changed. Like, we're evolving, and there's people out there trying to progress the planet, but ultimately people still want to stay in this white hierarchy and want to have all of this control and this money and this power. And you have to think about what happened in the beginning of time, whether it's slavery, whether it's sexism, whether even what really marriage was created for. Like, there's so many different layers of this experience that you can discuss. You know, like, the real reason for marriage back in the day was procreation and property ownership, you know, to share homes and benefits. You know, like, it wasn't because it was like this romance story that, you know, yeah, people have created that, but really think about the root of marriage. And so it's like, when you push that onto single women, or, I mean, I guess there's single guys, I'm sure, that probably experience that, but they're more celebrated. Like, how many people are like, oh, like George Clooney. Oh, George Clooney's a bachelor and he's in his 40s and 50s. And oh my God, like, I would marry him. You know, like, that's one example. And then you'd have a 40 or 50 year old single woman out there, you know, as a high profile celebrity. And it's like, oh, so sad. I bet she's lonely. Think she has sex? Or do you think, I don't know. What does she do with her time? You know, like, you start to pick apart a woman and you're like, excuse me, but George Clooney celebrated as a fucking bachelor and this woman gets shit on because she doesn't have a husband? You know, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, if you want to get married, get married. You know, like, go live that wonderful life that you create. But if you don't, be okay with that too. You know, or if you're divorced and, oh God, she's divorced. I don't know if like, someone was telling me how someone didn't accept them into the family because she was divorced. Oh, so fucking what? You could still be messed up as a married person or a single person. Like, it's who you are as a person. So you're going to put a label of, okay, this marriage didn't work out and we both decided to part ways, or I decided to leave, or he decided to leave, whatever. You're going to judge someone over that? And that's what I'm talking about, is the power that the patriarchy has put on a lot of things, you know, whether it's who is valuable in life, who's worthy. Like, let's talk about worthiness. You know, that is a very tricky game controlled by the patriarchy of humans. Period. You know, like, a friend of mine told me, and I love this word and I'm going to rock it until if situations change, but there's a word called spinster. And even my 84-year-old aunt last night was like, oh, that word's been around for a while. And I was like, really? So it's an unmarried woman, typically a much older woman that is beyond the age of usual marriage. And I was like, there's a usual marriage? Who fucking made that rule? A man? Because I could totally see a man be like, oh, she's 40. Well, you know, the average age of women getting married is 28. Okay, well, I don't want to get married at 28. Well, then I don't know. You're going to be put in this box of undesirable at some point, because even if you got a D on your record, you still at least tried. You're like, what the? Who created this shit? So, you know, it's like, these are the things I think about, and I'm like, well, I know there's more people out there, you know, because I'm not the only single person on the planet, you know, so it's like, what do other single people think? And so, yeah, I enjoy the word spinster. I will own that word because I don't care. I don't care what verbiage people speak. These have been some valuable years on my own, learning myself and developing tools to apply when I get triggered again, or when I'm highly activated with my depression, or my anxiety is through the roof and I can't get out of my head and I'm like creating all these fucking crazy scenarios and you're like, oh my God. You know, like, my aunt and I last night were talking about depression. I said, you know, it's weird. I said, because I started to understand that, you know, I had spouts of depression. I said, but I never put any focus on it. I was just like, whatever. Okay. I don't need to label things, whatever. Put it in a box and put it on a shelf. As someone said, you just put things in a box and just keep them on the shelf, you know, denial, avoidance. And I'm like, no, I don't. So I'm like, okay, fine. So if I openly say I have spouts of depression, then what? I'm not going to go on meds because I personally don't want to. You know, so I was talking about that with my aunt last night, and, you know, she suffered from depression too, but she chose the path of, you know, handling it in the way that was best for her. And that's what I shared with her last night. Like, this is the path that I have chosen for me with how I handle things, you know? And, like, this life is crazy. And then, you know, if you're a person like me that loves to control things, especially when you hold tight to things that you believe is your path and you're like, I don't want to let this tight grip go. I don't want to let it go because it was my path. But then it's like, you know, what I have discovered as a sweet spot in life on my journey so far is what awaits in that acceptance and flow. You know, like when you do let go and you do pan out and you get the bird's eye view, whether it's of the larger scale of life or just in your own little universe, you know, you're like, okay, who am I becoming, you know, and who you become along the way. You know, like people could look at my life and pick it apart 50,000 ways, and they're going to do that regardless if I try to control it or not. Still going to do it. You just have to not give a fuck, you know, like that's what it is. You get so caught up in your head of like, oh my God, what if people judge me? But, or then you start to take on the criticism that you've experienced throughout your life, you know, and then you don't need outsiders criticizing you because you've got it all stored in your head. And that's even worse, you know, and that's where a lot of times you corrode from the inside out because of your mind and what you tell yourself every day. And it takes strength, mental strength, to live in this experience. And then, of course, if you're another race or if you're part of the LGBTQ community or whatever diversity that exists in this experience, it's even more challenging at times mentally, you know? And so it's just not, it's a weird experience that we live in, man. You know, like it's a weird experience. And, you know, you just, you find the joy along the way. And like I told my aunt last night, I said, even though, you know, I said, there are days where I wake up and I'm like, I am gonna crush this day, and it ends up being like one of the best days ever, and you're like, this is life, you know, that feeling when you're like, oh, this is the bliss of life. And then the next day you wake up and you can feel like a pile of shit, and you're like, yesterday was so good. But you have the power to change that around, but that's hard. You can have 20 people standing in front of you and be like, but you're this and you could do this and oh my God, and just think this and do this. You're like, uh-huh. And you make it to the 20th person and you're like, okay, now get out of my house. You know, like I want to sit here and think this way, because that's just what, you know, for me, what I've conditioned myself to do, and also what outsiders have conditioned, you know, and that's why childhood is foundational years, you know. And again, I know I'm going all over the place here, but flow with me, you know, like childhood, those are foundational years, and what you experience as a child will hold on to with you till adulthood. And not everybody will wake up and do the work and figure out what this experience is like and how you can feel better every day, or just the power that is held over us as a society, you know. And then you think about what your environment was like growing up. Everybody has different environments, you know. People come from all walks of life. So then by the time you're an adult and you're out in the world, you got all these humans that are coexisting with each other, and their beliefs and their conditioning and their wounds and their trauma and all of it. And you try to coexist and live. So sometimes you just need to sit by, you know, a family member who's in their last chapter of life and sit by their bedside and just talk about life. You know, those are the moments that you're not going to find on social media or, you know, on TV or whatever else, you know. It's those beautiful moments that you cherish and you're fully present. Like, there wasn't anything that I was thinking about. And as a very active, anxious brain that I have, I was so at peace and calm last night because I was in the moment presently with her, knowing, like, I don't know. Who knows what will happen after I leave tonight? You know, how much longer you have, or, you know, it was just nice to be present. Those are the moments that I really enjoy with myself, when I'm not overthinking, when I'm not anxious, I'm not trying to control things, is when I'm just presently enjoying the moment. But then it's like when the moment's over, the mind's like ready to eat and tear apart all the good. And somebody had said that to me once. They're like, man, you really like to, you know, a buzzword in society is self-sabotage. And you're like, okay, that sounds harsh, because I'm not trying to sabotage my life. But the mind will, it was created to alert you of danger. You know, you're about to walk into a fear zone, you know, and then you're highly active and triggered. And, you know, like, that's a lot of stress and trauma on the body. You know, when you think about it, it's like always going into alert mode, or always being anxious, or, you know, people that have, and I've had a few of them over the years, anxiety attacks where you're like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening right now, but I'm freaking out. You know, like, that's all real. And I was telling my friend yesterday, I said, you know, even though there are times where I'm like, oh, look at how happy people are, like, in a relationship. But I think for me, I'm kind of glad that, like, I've been doing this on my own, because I don't know. I don't want to include anybody in that mess, really. Like, even though I've tried, like, just come on, why is this not working? Because I wasn't, I think, vulnerable enough to share that with anybody after I did for a small period of time, you know. I was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to freak out on my own, in my own space, by myself. You know, like, I'm just going to have a anxious party of one. So, yeah, that's my episode for today. I feel like I covered enough for today's episode. And I'm just enjoying the present moment and the space that I'm in with myself, even though day to day it changes and it's always a wave, you know, highs and lows. But, you know, my song of the day today on this Friday, did I call it Saturday in the beginning? I probably did, because it does feel like a Saturday. But on this Friday is Janet Jackson, Control. Man, I love that song. And it's just, it's so relatable to me, you know? Like, I can take parts of the song and really apply it to where I'm at right now and the desire I have for my life to have control over my life, you know? Like, I can't control other humans. You can't control other humans. We can't control this world. But you can definitely choose how you want to live your life, because there are so many things that leave us powerless in this experience that you wish that you could just change and heal or fix or evolve, whatever. Don't let your life be added to that mix. You know, like, that's the power that we have, is what we want to do with our life. It may take years, it may take mistakes and hitting rock bottom and sitting in uncertainty, being criticized, whatever that looks like. But at the end of the day, you're still getting up and you're still trying and you're still willing to trust in yourself and believe that you deserve to be here and the worthiness of having a good life. And that's, I think, a lot of times what this experience will do, is try to rip that worthiness, like, you don't belong here. You don't deserve to be here. Fuck all of that. You do deserve to be here. You know, you were created to be uniquely you, to stand out, to live the life that you want, to not have to answer your day-to-day decisions to outsiders, unless it really truly affects your inner home and your children or your finances. Yeah, okay, that's a whole different thing, but you don't have to live your life for Joe Schmo, you know, or whoever else. And that's, I think, in my definition of what personal power is. And that's what I like to have. You know, like, I'd like to have my own power. Thank you. I can't control a lot of shit in the world or other people, but I want my own personal power. Ah! You charge the world like Wonder Woman. But certain times you're moving around like Catwoman. All leathered up. All right. So on that note, thank you for listening and energy exchanging. I appreciate you. And I hope that you have a great start to your day. Or if you're listening to this at night, hopefully you are finding the positive moments that happen in your day, you know, to get you through whatever mess may be going on in your life. So be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace.